Greetings and salutations. It's Saturday, something day of January 2014. I think it's the 4th. Anyway, yesterday I listened to In Fairness Like discuss the impatience of technology, or does technology cause impatience-ness? And then Bernie Tapgold also threw in his two cents. And yesterday I meant to get to it, but I got sidetracked. Anyway, I don't think it causes impatience per se. I can only speak from my personal experience, I guess. I do notice it causes some bit of laziness in the sense that I really don't have to pay attention to how I spell words as much as I used to. And I have noticed, I wrote out a few thank you cards last night, and I did notice, I was like, my hand would stop. You know, normally it just flows, but I was actually thinking, you know, how to spell the words and how to make the cursive, you know, and thinking how technology, I don't write using a pen and paper as much as I used to. It's all done, you know, via keyboard. Impatience in the sense that, wow, I don't have to stand in line to get my movie tickets. When I went down to Texas, the man-child said, I already pre-bought the tickets, and all you have to do is go up to the machine and punch in some numbers, and out come your, you know, I paid for them online. There was no waiting, whereas before you had to stand in line and wait to get your movie tickets. That kind of impatience I can see with the new generation, with the younger generation coming up that didn't have to experience old school as the myself or generations, you know, older than myself that had to stand in line, or everything is, and the younger generation is used to instant gratification. I would say technology, yes, would be causing impatience on that level, that they're used to getting an immediate response, an immediate fix. They don't know how to, you know, I'm trying to think, maybe the only way they would experience impatientness that technology wouldn't be able to have a major influence is getting your car fixed. However, it is all computerized. It's all technology. My son has to hook the trucks up to a machine to diagnose what's wrong with it. The only impatient part would be with having to actually wait for the manual fixing, where it's all done still by hand, so to speak. I think technology makes us lazy in a way, because there is no more, in my personal experience and in my little world that I've noticed, people don't talk. I mean, I think everybody can agree, where you go to a restaurant or some public place and you see as people sitting at a table and they're all looking at their phones, they're not actually communicating with each other. I experienced it firsthand where I went to England and I'm still talking to my number one fan via the phone, and he's in the same room with me. So yeah, I think it does have an influence. However, one has to know when to stop, like an alcoholic. My fear, though, is for the younger generation. I mean, technology is great, like what Bernie said, you know, the death in his family and how technology worked as a positive in that situation. That's great, because you're not waiting for the phone call. You're not waiting for the knock at the door. It's all done in real time. But I do think that the younger generation might have a little more of a difficult time dealing with stuff that I or people older than myself would be used to. I hope that makes sense. But like I said, I'm only speaking from my personal experience. And I do agree with Bernie as far as using technology to make yourself smarter. I can do research, you know, find out about subjects quicker than I normally would, you know, from the news. And however, you really have to, you know, discern what's, you know, fact and fictional kind of thing. Yeah, I can see that, you know, I agree with that part. And I'm running out of time. So that's my spew of 2 cents into the mix. Hope everybody has a great day. I'm going to venture outside. Brrr.